Christine Blasey Ford, Brett Kavanaugh. When Anita Hill testified that Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas had sexually harassed her, our law firm felt like two worlds. The other lawyers, mostly male, believed Thomas. Secretaries, mostly female, believed Ms. Hill, as did I, and knew why her testimony mattered. Times have changed, but 11 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee may not have. All 11 men. Ford says that Kavanaugh, then 17 to her 15, tried to rape her, but was too drunk. Trump says that if that were true, she'd have reported it. But I've known many women who were permanently traumatized by bad conduct the man responsible might have forgotten. They didn't report it for various good reasons. Back then, Ford might not even have understood she was a crime victim, or imagine any male cop would listen. Kavanaugh denies any such thing happened. The third person present, Mark Judge, alternately denies the incident and denies recalling it. But he's a joke. He says the nice Catholic boys they were then would never do such things. But he's written two memoirs saying those same boys lusted after girls from nearby schools and drank themselves into stupors at parties. One memoir mentions a Bart O'Kavanaugh who passes out drunk, then throws up in a car. He's written of, quote, the wonderful beauty of uncontrollable male passion, unquote. I'd love to cross-examine that clown. Ford and Kavanaugh will testify under oath. I don't know who's telling the truth. But not reporting it back then doesn't hurt Ford's credibility now. Having passed a lie detector test suggests she's telling the truth. So does speaking up, when doing so clearly would cause her trouble, and has already evoked threats on her life so serious that she's had to move out of her home. And she's the one suggesting a full investigation by the FBI, which could mean jail for her if she's lying. Ford's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee should be powerful evidence, the sworn testimony of a sane and careful woman who's passed a polygraph. Judges' writings help, describing an atmosphere in which such conduct would have been quite normal. Kavanaugh will either say that he never did such a thing and never got so drunk he couldn't recall his conduct, or that he recalls no such thing and can't imagine he'd have done such a thing. Unless something in her words or manner strongly undermines her credibility, Ford's testimony will be the stronger evidence. The FBI might then investigate. Someone might invite Kavanaugh to take a polygraph test. And he should jump at that chance if he's confident in his story. A fair observer might conclude that if his conduct at 17 didn't disqualify him from the court, committing perjury at 53 should. Plus, who wants a Supreme Court on which 22% of the justices have had credible sex harassment or assault allegations against them?